This is WKAR Online. John Schneider recently ended a 24-year run as columnist for the Lansing State Journal. To replace him, the paper called on Mark Mays, who had been a reporter there back in the 90s. Mays had left the paper to work for the Lansing School District for 10 years. Now, at a time when writers are losing their jobs, he's getting his back. WKAR's Scott Pohl spoke with Mark Mays about how his column might be the same as Schneider's and how it might be different.
The connection that John had with readers in speaking with them directly and through email and just having that connection of getting involved in their issues and their problems and helping to solve them, I think is what I like the best about it. So that is what I think will be similar about it. There are things that are different for me and John. I'm not sure I'll be talking probably people as much about myself unless it's a bigger event in my life as he did. My Sunday column, he always did a Sunday column that was very personal. Mine has not been that yet, and there may be an opportunity to do that, but they've really wanted me to focus on the watchdog part of it. I really wanted to focus on that, so we have done that now. And I think there will be times when I'll do that, but probably a little less than what he did. And I'm looking maybe to do some more things. I'd like to do some preventative things as far as letting people know about scams before they happen, ways to avoid scams, ways to maybe not run into problems too. And I think I want to do some of that as well.
I think John achieved a certain stature in the community where if someone had a problem, it wasn't unusual for them to think at some point, I want to talk to John Schneider about this. In this transition, I would expect that fewer people are yet used to seeing Mark Mays in the newspaper, and that calls and approaches to the newspaper to deal with that sort of thing maybe have fallen off a little bit. Do you have any sense for whether that has occurred?
No, I don't know for sure, obviously, because I don't know exactly how many. John and I talked about how many calls he got and how many emails he got, but I think it varies at different times. What I'm really trying to do is make sure I respond to as many calls and emails as I can. Even if I can't do a story, I try to respond and let people know that I'm listening. You know, keep me in mind for the future. Here's what I think you should do, or here's what I'm going to do. It's not going to make a column, but there is something you can do about it to try to build that connection. I think people need to see that I am accessible, and I'm trying to nurture that. So that's important to me, and I think it'll come as I do that. So I'm trying to make sure that people see the connection, and I think for the most part, the people who are talking to me are very pleased with that. They seem to be liking to read the column, and they seem to appreciate the topics I'm covering.
When I came to see John in the last week of his column, he sat at this very same workstation. You were 10 or 20 feet away. Now you have moved into what used to be his workstation. Does that feel odd?
A little not. You know, I appreciated the time I was here with him. I think I had 2 weeks that we worked side by side. He left me with a souvenir that he had gotten from Jim Howe from the old days, and I like having that on my desk.
What is that?
An old glue can. They used to glue the pages together when they wrote them, and this was the glue pot or glue can that Jim used and passed on. Obviously, we don't use glue anymore, or even staples. But I appreciated that, and it does kind of show the connection. I got a chance to meet Mr. Howe when John was leaving, and he gave me a very good piece of advice that I try to keep in mind every day, which is that if you're writing what the readers want you to put in the paper, you can't go wrong.
Are you having fun?
Oh, yeah. It's always been fun to write. I've always been a writer. So that's been fun from the outset. And then there's the fun of being able to help people, the fun of being able to learn about new topics every day, new situations every day. That's all very fun. And being able to kind of do it on a daily basis here is a very, very fortunate opportunity for me.